Your first and last name, please, sir.
Harold William Gumbelick.
And Harold, what did you do during World War II?
Signal corps and mostly truck driving.
Okay. Over in Europe?
Europe.
Okay. What part of Europe?
Landed in France, D plus four.
Now, did you enlist or were you drafted?
I was drafted.
Okay. In what year were you drafted?
1942.
Okay. And then when did, and then where did you do your basic training?
Trying to think of Camp Edwards, Missouri. I don't know what
Okay. And then when did you go over to Europe?
It was November of 44.
And do you have any particular memories that stand out of your time over in Europe?
Well, one was I took a truck through 20 feet of water into France and drove it underwater.
Was the water pretty cold?
I don't remember. I was in a big suit.
Oh, I see. I see. Did you get along good with your fellow soldiers?
Yes.
Were they from South Dakota or were they just from around the United States?
And my first sergeant in my platoon was Russell Means' father from Pine Ridge.
Oh, sure. Do you remember what it was like hearing, or do you remember where you were when you heard that the United States had won the war?
I was in Dresden, Germany. That's right near the Czechoslovakia border. That's about all I remember.
Oh, sure. Do you remember what it was like when you came home?
Landed in Norfolk, Virginia. I remember that. We was fed a big meal, and first time I'd had any white bread in 2 years.
Yeah, how good did it taste?
It tasted good.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Is there anything that you want to add that maybe I didn't ask you this morning, sir?
Well, one thing that I remember real well was they had a Malmondy massacre, and I was in Malmondy the day before it happened,
Oh, really?
and I seen an MP directing traffic, and I walked over to ask him why I couldn't take the same road out that I come in. He said the bridge had been blown. And I said, how many quarters in a dollar? And he did not know. So that meant he was a German
Oh, yeah.
dressed in American uniform. So I got back to my truck and took the same road out. The bridge wasn't blown.
He was lying to you then.
He lied to me to make me go into this trap where it was all shot the next day.
Oh, jeez. See, you were lucky there.
I was lucky that I asked him how many quarters in a dollar.
Yeah.
Here I went right into that trap.
And we had questions like that that could kind of tip you off or that you were supposed to ask. Do you remember any other questions like that?
Not really, no.
Oh, really? And how long have you lived in Gettysburg, sir?
Well, I was born here.
Oh, really? Okay.